I am not Stephanie Suter, so if you've been looking at your agenda, you'll notice we've had a switch. But I am very happy to be here. I'm Lanya Ross. I'm with the Metropolitan Council, and I'm on the Minnesota Groundwater Association Foundation Gil Gabansky Scholarship Selection Committee. And so I am very happy to be here today to announce our two Gil Gabansky Scholarship winners, Alexandra Torrance and Elizabeth Flaggy. As I said, I'm standing in for Stephanie Suter. She could not be here today, but I do, before we give awards, I'd like to say a really big thank you to Stephanie for all the work that she does, her commitment and her leadership on the scholarship committee. She really keeps us going and puts all this together for us. So if you see her, say thank you. I'd also like to thank the rest of the committee. I haven't had a chance to see who is all here today, but Joy Lockery, Mike McDonald, John Woodside also helped as part of this process, and so thank you all for your time. We had the honor to review applications for the scholarship, and I just wanted to say how heartening it was to look at all the great work that is being done by our students in the field of groundwater research. Although we can't give scholarships to everybody, I do want to say that I have very clear evidence that our future is in good hands. These notable students receiving the Gil Gabansky Scholarship each receive a year-long membership to MGWA, so you'll have opportunities to get to know them better this coming year, and also $1,500 to help them with their educational costs. And the goal is to increase their ability to continue working in the groundwater field and to keep them excited and encouraged to become leaders in this groundwater profession. I also want to, I will come to you, thank you guys for being so patient here, but I also, before I say, give out the awards, want to say thank you to all of you, because it is the donations that we get through the Minnesota Groundwater Association at conferences and other donations that allow us to give these scholarships. And so your commitment and your generosity is what makes this possible. Thank you. Now for the really good stuff. We awarded an undergraduate and a graduate scholarship this year, and our undergraduate scholarship winner is Alexandra Torrance. Am I pronouncing that properly? Thank you. And she is a senior at Bemidji State University. She's expected to graduate in December. Congratulations. She's seeking a degree in environmental studies, but she has also taken several courses in geohydrology, and she is planning a career in the geohydrology field. Since October of last year, she's been part of a research team that includes VSU, the USGS, and Rutgers University to develop geophysics-based methods to measure degradation of oil spilled in the subsurface. Ask her more about this during the next break. This is some fascinating work. The project is looking at how annual fluctuations in the water table at an oil spill site in Pinewood, Minnesota, influence the magnetic susceptibility of different iron oxide combinations. So, with that, Alexandra, would you please accept this scholarship? Our graduate scholarship winner is Elsa Flaggy, who is a graduate student at the University of Minnesota in the Bioproducts and Biosystems Department, where she is seeking a master's degree, and her research is primarily focused on the interaction of groundwater and surface water in wetlands, and the research she's doing is part of a larger study that Bowser is conducting along with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources. She's currently employed at Bowser as a wetland mitigation program assistant, while she's also been attending classes and working toward her graduate degree. And so, Elsa, we're pleased to give you this scholarship as well.
Next, I would like to invite Scott Alexander to the podium. He will be presenting the awards for the Field Camp Award, the Hans Olaf Funcook Calvin Alexander Fund Award. Scott, it's all yours.
Thank you. You'll notice these are called the Calvin and Olaf Award. We've tried to take some of the scholarship out of it which seems to be one of the common focuses in these types of awards. And we're purposely looking for students that can bring and share some of their life experiences to a field camp environment. And this is actually important at a field camp. Beyond the things that I and some of my colleagues might teach at the camp, when you live and work with a small group of people for several weeks, it's really the experiences that the students bring that makes the camp really a full learning experience. So beyond what we might teach in hydrology, we're learning a lot about life and people from different places, different experiences. And so the Calvin Alexander and Hans Olav Fonkook Award is designed to help encourage students from very diverse places in the world and with different experiences come and participate in our camp. And this year we had 8 amazing applicants. 2 stood out, and those 2 are Stacy Ziegler. Coming to us from St. Cloud State, and then Sianna Luzzi, currently here, a grad student at the University of Minnesota, but originally from Brazil. Yes. So thank you as well. And again, thank you all for your support in both the Gil Gamansky Scholarship Award and those who have supported the Alexander Fonkook Award as well. Keep up the good work.